Okay, five short ideas with the Chiddush Ha'arim, Parshas Vayakab Kudei Achodesh, Tavshin Pegimel, Lernish Bele Nishmas, Esther Tehila, Bas Rav Gabriel Pinchas. Chiddush Ha'arim Ziyarti Chav Gimel Adar. Chiddush Ha'arim is the founder of the Hasidic dynasty of Ger, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. So the first idea comes to us for the Chiddush Ha'arim. Vayakab Moshe Kol Das B'nei Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Om Alem Ha'idel Devash Yatsiv HaShem Ha'asot Osom. This is what the Chiddush Ha'arim commanded you, and it talks about Shabbos. It says the Chiddush Ha'arim, no. What was Vayakab Moshe Kol Das B'nei Yisrael? That itself, Asher Tziva Hashem La'asosam, that itself was Vayakom Moshe. What was the Tziva of Hashem? Eila Hadram. This was it. Vayakom Moshe. The Hiskalus, the Hiskabrus, the family connection, the Achdus, that was the Tziva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was ultimately the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell Klai so after Chet Eagle, don't look down at each other. Right? Rashi says it was the day after Chet Eagle. It was the day after we were forgiven. Now it's time to come together. It's time to come together by Achdus. Vayakom Moshe called us B'nai Yisrael, not to tell him about Shabbos, but that's a second hand. But the first hand was, Asher Tzivas, what's the number of command? Vayakom Moshe gathered together. The Avashalom actually tells us, Vayakom's Gematria Mikvah, 151, because the Mikvah of Yisrael, Hashem, Klai Yisrael is Matar each other, the Chalak Yehamam Yal Mamash. Good, Idea number two comes to us from the Chidushim. Again, Lamed Hei Chav Beis, Vayavu HaNoshim Al HaNoshim, the men brought more than the women. It comes to the nedava of the Mishkan, their presence of the Mishkan. What's this lasha? Vayvo hanashim al hanashim. They brought on the women or more than the women. What's pshat? Says the Chiddush Ha'arim. We know the Gemara tells us in Brachos that shemakam malei tshuva omdim ein tzadikim omdim aval tshuva is on a higher level than a tzadik. Who sinned at the chet ha'egel? The men. Who didn't sin? The women. So at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael does tshuva. Who does tshuva? The men. And we know that the men did tshuva, and the men messed up, and the Baal tshuva is higher than the tzaddikim. The women didn't throw it in jewelry, but the men did. That's why it says, Vayvo ha'anashim al ha'anashim. The men were on a higher level than the women. Why? Shalocha tu ma'aseigo. L'chein ksiv, Vayvo ha'anashim al ha'anashim al ha'inu l'mayla menashim. Because at the end of the day, we did tshuva. The nashim sekanis, they didn't do the sin. But where Baal tshuva stands, we take our past, propels you even further. I always like the mushroom when you go to that amusement park. I don't know if they still have it nowadays. You press down and that thing, the thing lights up to the sky. So tzaddik can only get to a certain point. But the Baal Tshuva, he goes all the way down when he sins. But he can get even higher, the person who didn't sin. That's not an excuse for someone who did sin. But someone's able to use their past to help them to propel their future. That's the pshat for the Chiddush Ha'arim. Vayavo Anoshim Al Anoshim. Men were on higher level because they did tshuva. When the women were scot-free, they were completely pure from the beginning. Day number three, the Rashi. Rashi brings down Lamehechav Zion. Pasuk says, Vahanasim Heviu. Nisim, they brought their donations. And Rashi says, why is it Chasar Yud? Nisim is spelled with only one Yud, and usually it's spelled with two Yuds. Says Rashi from Chazal, Vishin is Atzlu bin Adavas HaMishkan. Because they got lazy when they come to the Dava and the Mishkan. They said, let everyone else give, and then they will give. Because they were lazy, it was Chasar Yud. The Torah wants to tell us this. Says the Chiddush Ha'arim, what's that idea for us? Mikam mashma she'ikir yadus toli b'zrizus v'slavus la'avodu l'svar shemach v'atzus nechzer lehem ha'yud. At the end of the day, the ikir point of being a yid. You want to know what it's all about? Your alacrity, your simcha, your joy, your passion, your energy. And if you don't have it, like the Nesim on their level, they're in chas of the yud. It was, their avodu Hashem was lacking. So three ideas from Vayakal. Number one, Vayakal Moshe, Klai Yisrael gathered together. That was the command. Vayakos Gemat Shemikvah. Number two, says the Chiddush Ha'arim, Vayavo HaNashim Al HaNashim. What's the men on top of the women? Because the women didn't sin, they were tzaddikim. The men did sin by the Chet Eagel. They did tshuva, Makom Shabbat Tshuva Tzaddikim, Makom Shabbat Tshuva Omnim Tzaddikim, Tzaddikim can't touch. The men were on top because they did about, they used their past for their future. They did tshuva, but the women didn't even do the Chet Eagel. And number three from Vayakal says, the Chiddush Ha'arim. And the Rashi says that the Nesim was Chasar Yod. Why? Because they were a little lazy. He said, let everyone else go, and then we'll give. And because that they had the Chasar Yod. And that's why I was in the Nesim with one Yom. It says, the Chiddush Ha'arim, you see that their Iker part of our Avodas Hashem is our energy, our passion, our drive for the Rabbon Hashem. Idea number four, we go in Pekudei, and then we'll do five with the Chodesh. Idea number four, Chiddush Ha'arim writes in the last Torah in Parashas Pekudei. Rabbi Goldberg loves this. Me'es Adon and Me'es HaKikar. Kikar la'adon. It's talking about the pulse. The 100 talents of silver were used for the sockets of the Mishkan. They needed these sockets, these poles, to be able to hold up the Mishkan. Me'as adonim, the me'as akikar. Me'a, what does me'a really refer to? You've heard of 100. 100 what? 100 brachas a day. Me'es adanim hutzuchu lemishkan. Just like you needed 100 poles lifting up the mishkan, 100 sakets lifting up the mishkan, a Jew needs 100 brachas in their life a day. We know Chazal tell us, you have to make 100 brachas a day. Me'a brachas, sorry, chod nilach b'chol yom. To make 100 brachas a day. Especially on Shabbat, to be careful about this, because the Shemon Esers are much shorter. K'mo sha'adonim ha'yusodos ha'chol mishkan. You want to know how to have the ultimate Mishkan in your life? If you don't have the Mishkan nowadays, the foundation of every single Jew is those brachos. You're making your Mishkan, and you're making those mentions, the holiness of a Jew. You're making your Mishkan, Me'as Adonim, L'me'as HaKikar, is when you make those, pronounce not Adonim, just a pulse, but Adonim, of Lashon Adnos, of using Hashem's name. You're making the bracha of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's keeping your Ikar Kedusha Yisrael, keeping your Mishkan alive. Love that idea from the Kedush Harim. No one in the Mishkan, but also the Mitosh Shechati Bislocham. Says the Al-Shech and other Svarim. Kadosh Baruch says, I want to live within you. And how does the Kadosh Baruch live within us? He live within us, says the Kedush Harim, Davka through our brachas. And finally, for HaChodesh, HaChodesh Azalachem, says the Kedush Harim, that every single Jew is not part of this world. We're not Tevadik. Every single Jew has something that he calls Bnei Yisrael Devukim Lamala Me'atevo V'makom Nisim Niflos Yishlehem Hischachus Tomei V'enis Yashin Etzlam Ein Mazel Yisrael, says Chazal, Gemara says in Shabbos. Klai Yisrael, we're not bound to nature. We have the ability to change, to transform, to shape ourselves. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. Not just the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, but the ability to transform, the ability to change, to be a better husband, a better wife, a better son, a better daughter, a better Jew, a better human being. At the end of the day, HaChodesh, the ability of Schachas, Hazeh Lachem. It's right there. It's always with you. You can always change. You can always do better. Don't think that this is who you are forever. This is you're stuck. No, a Jew can always change because a Jew is Chelek Kamim Mamish. You're above this world. You're part of the Ribono Shel Olam within you. To take these ideas. And the day of the Yartzeh of the Tzaddik, the Chiddush Harim, and for not all Zorcha to be at the Kever, by learning the Torah of the Tzaddik, it's like you're with the Tzaddik, says the Mori Naim. At the end of the day, we should Zorcha take these ideas of Achdus, to take these ideas of Tshuva, to take these ideas of having passion and energy in Avodas Hashem, making sure you have 100 brachos, that's the yisodos of Kedushas Yisrael, and to realize you can always change and transform to be better and bigger people, Be'ez Hashem, to be more kind, a little bit more humble, a little bit more passionate, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. The Tzaddik should mail to us for us and our Klai Yisrael, and we should be zocheh to bring the Karim Pesach together with the Kedushas Yisrael, Zuchus Yisrael, and Yerushalayim, and Kodesh, Mehir, Amen, Shabbos.